The issue has come up 6 times in the past 15 years. Each time, the legislature has approved payment packages on a case-by-case basis. Columbus Democratic Representative Carolyn Hughley says that's hamstrung the process.
This bill sets out the requirements that says that this person has been wrongfully convicted and is entitled to this award.
Under the proposal, those wrongfully convicted would receive $50,000 for every year they were imprisoned. They'd also receive 120 hours of tuition credits at any state university or technical school, though they'd still have to meet eligibility requirements.
It's a good start. What we wanted, we could not do.
Hughley says the committee wanted to avoid the legislature having to approve each compensation package, but the state constitution requires it. The crime these individuals were accused of won't automatically be expunged from their record. Amy Maxwell heads the Georgia Innocence Project, a nonprofit that provides legal counsel for people who could be found innocent through DNA testing. The group helped craft the legislation.
I am pleased that we're going to make this a slightly less political decision. I mean, obviously, once it gets into the legislature, everything is a political discussion. But at least we're going to give the legislature some parameters.
Representative Hughley, a Democrat, says she thinks there's an appetite in the Republican-controlled legislature for those changes. She says the bill may not pass this year, but she hopes it will by the end of the 2-year legislative term. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.